Early ballots are arriving in mailboxes, and Arizona's primary elections are less than a month away now. In advance of that, we've been inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
We need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers.
Common Core's been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're gonna fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, Doug Ducey. He was elected governor 4 years ago and is running for a second term. He's facing former Secretary of State Ken Bennett in the Republican primary. The winner will oppose one of the three Democrats running in that primary. Ducey's first campaign ad focuses on his record, and his campaign often offers a kind of then and now view of Arizona's last 4 years. When he came by our studios yesterday, I asked him if he was surprised to find himself in a primary.
Well, in this political environment, anything's possible. It's a free country. The water's warm. People can jump in. We're excited about our record of accomplishment and achievement. We think it's something that the voters will embrace on November 6th, but we've got to get through the stage gate of August 28th. So I'm out everywhere across the state asking people for their vote.
How important is it to you to be able to talk about that as opposed to some of the other stuff that's out there?
Well, first, I want people to remember where we were 4 years ago, the fact that we had a $1 billion deficit in a sluggish economy. Today, our economy is booming. The last time unemployment was this low, people were renting their movies from Blockbuster. We have more jobs available than we have people to fill them. This didn't happen by accident. So, of course, we want to talk about the economy, but there's all kinds of things like education and public safety and border security. All of these things are important to the citizens of Arizona. I'm going to talk about all of them.
I want to ask you about education and specifically teacher pay. You and I have talked about that before. When we had your primary challenger in, one of his criticisms of you and of the way that you've run your office, as I'm sure you know, is funding for K-12 education, specifically teacher salaries. He's basically saying you've committed to spending about $1 billion for which there's no sustainable revenue source for. He's worried that there's not going to be the money to follow through on your teacher pay plan.
Well, I'm glad my opponent's beating me up for spending too much money on teacher pay. I think our teachers have earned and deserve a raise. This is going to be a 20% pay increase for public school teachers in Arizona by school year 2020. He may want to look at the recent JLBC budget numbers. Our budget is at an all-time high, over $432 million cash. The CBO said we'll have a $1.5 billion surplus over the next 5 years. Because Arizona's economy is booming, because 300 companies have relocated here, because we have 238,000 new private sector jobs. These are all the reasons that we could make a sustainable commitment to our teachers over the next 3 years with a 20% pay increase and increase funding for our schools. So, and there's additional dollars available. So I'm someone who balanced the budget my first year, actually tightened the belt of government, had a smaller financial footprint than the year I came in. Now our economy is growing and we're making responsible, targeted investments.
One of the other criticisms along the lines of the budget that you reference is Secretary Bennett is talking about what he's calling a tax increase, referring to the fee, the $18 vehicle license fee that you signed into law that the legislature gave you. Are you concerned that that is considered a tax increase? You've talked about never wanting to increase taxes.
Well, we never have increased taxes. As a matter of fact, we've lowered and simplified taxes each year. We've lowered taxes in terms of indexing. We've protected the citizens of Arizona. We've made it easier for small business owners to get into business and to buy equipment and property. And we've improved the tax situation for our veterans. We're going to continue to do that. You would think someone who ran the Arizona State Senate would know the difference between a tax and a fee.
Are you satisfied that Arizona's economy is as diversified as it needs to be to sort of weather whatever next economic downturn is on the horizon?
Well, Arizona's economy is certainly more diversified than it was 10 years ago. I mean, the New York Times had a front page Sunday edition business section saying where do autonomous vehicles go to learn, and described Arizona's economic growth as a tech boom. This is quite different from the construction home building industry of 30 years ago, and we still have that construction and home building industry, and it's something we value. But we're also bringing these companies in from out of state, from California, from Austin, Texas, and from all across the country that are finding Arizona not only a place where they can find incredibly skilled workers out of our great university system, but also where there's that ecosystem for the tech industry, aerospace, avionics, and defense industry. These are the best possible jobs in the country, and Arizona's growing.
Do you feel like there's more work to do in that area?
Oh, yes. I think in terms of high-paying jobs, entry-level jobs, service-level jobs, manufacturing jobs, as a business owner, I'm agnostic. I want to bring jobs and opportunities here. We've got people that are just entering the economy, and they're going to climb that economic ladder. We've got people that are graduating with a master's, you know, from our schools of engineering at Arizona State University, University of Arizona, and NAU, and we want them to be able to find work as well and not leave the state for the high-paying job.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the criticisms about the state's economy and some of the jobs that have come here over the past number of years is that they tend to be sort of on the lower end of the economic spectrum.
That's incorrect, first and foremost. I just want to say, as somebody who started as a busboy, whose dad was a cop, whose mother was a waitress, who raised three kids in a family who are all out doing pretty well in the world right now, a lot of times those entry-level jobs are someone's lifeline into the economy. So we can have those jobs along with the six-figure white-collar jobs that we have at the corporations. But boy, I really get frustrated when some of these elites look down their nose at people that are just trying to get out there and work hard and make a living.
Well, is the state bringing in enough of all the different kinds of jobs in terms of both skill levels, income levels, hour requirements, that kind of things to your liking?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, we have more jobs available today than we have people to fill them. And it's not only at the entry level, it's at the six-figure, you know, software engineering level. So that's a good spot to be. We want people to continue to come and move to Arizona. We're going to have responsible growth. But we also want our citizens here that don't yet have a job or want to improve their standard of living. You know, our paychecks are getting fatter here in Arizona as well. We're one of the top five states in the nation for growth inside the individual's paycheck.
Let me ask you about border security. Another issue that has been in the news recently is an issue in this election. Are you happy with the role that Arizona's National Guard has been playing at the border? Do you think that they have been doing what is efficient and effective for their role and to help Border Patrol?
I don't know that happy would be the descriptor that I would use when we talk about border security. I think of it as a responsibility. Part of it is on the state, and that's why we put together the Arizona Border Strike Force. And this was because the previous administration under President Obama, they were ignoring Arizona. We were completely neglected in our border counties. So we used our Department of Public Safety, our state troopers, along with border sheriffs and local law enforcement. Now, that's changed under the Trump-Pence administration. We have a relationship with the Secretary of Homeland Security. They've been out here several times. We're working in a partnership fashion to make sure that we're securing our border, that we're paying attention to public safety. We're interdicting drugs and human trafficking. There was a surge in illegal activity from February to March of 2018. The National Guard was deployed. This is going on in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and California. The way that we'll measure satisfaction is if we see illegal activity reduce or go down. That's my responsibility to the citizens of Arizona, and that's what we're focused on.
How long do you envision the state's National Guard soldiers will be down on the border under this deployment?
Well, we want to reduce the number and surge of illegal activity. So this was a real surge of badges to the border. The National Guard is down there to support our border agents. We're working with the border agents and the Secretary of Homeland Security, along with the Secretary of Defense, so that we can understand how they can be most effective. They're not going to militarize the border. That's not their role. They're there in a support role so the border agents can be on the border and conduct their law enforcement duties.
All right. That's Governor Doug Ducey running in the GOP gubernatorial primary. Governor, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mark.